Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
It's 74 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and we're expecting a cloudy day today, a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, with a high of 87. It's 8:50 and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for the new week. And with our pre-opening report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones seen with a few firm bids seen possible in the western corn belt, but flat to weak positions in the east. This week's slaughter schedule is expected to be a bit variable. An eastern plant with a daily capacity of about 10,000 will be down tomorrow. And on Wednesday, a western corn belt plant that can process about 14,000 a day will be dark. On Friday, another eastern plant with a capacity of about 18,000 will be down, according to analysts and livestock dealers. That uncertainty is creating a steady market in Peoria, the top price of 52 even. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,247. For the base market hog at 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 73 even to 81.64. The weighted average was 78.42. That was up 32 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, Barrows and Gilt sold from 53.55 to 66 even. The weighted average was 63.24. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 22,370. The base price range was 75 even to 82.84. The weighted average was 80.54. That was up 18 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, Barrows and Gilt sold from 56.06 to 65.49. The weighted average was 63.70.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Prices crept up in overnight trade in the CME Group Trading. We'll take a look at the overnights as well as get a pre-opening call from Brian Maple in Indianapolis at FC Stone. In a moment, first, a look at our growing area's weather. And here to do that is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And I can start out by telling you that when we look at the big picture for the Midwest Corn Belt, we don't see problems at all on the map. So it looks like we're going to avoid a major heat wave. Temperatures will be turning a bit warmer this week and the humidity levels will be up, but not to the excessive levels. So a little bit warmer is actually beneficial to boost the growth rates even more. And it does look like just about everywhere in the Midwest will get rain. Now that's a big picture. On the details, there's going to be some locations that will be a little dry that miss out on the rain, and there will be other locations that will be way too wet. We had more problems with that, which I'll talk about in a moment. But when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, weather conditions over the next 2 weeks are looking favorable for crop development and helping to make up for lost time with the late start to the season. Moisture and very warm but not excessively hot weather is just what the crops need right now to continue growing. So that's what we're going to be facing here in the Midwest Corn Belt. And it does look like the rain will be in the area through the middle of the week, drying out a little bit toward the end of the week, but we'll have more chances of rain here as we go into next week as well. We don't see it turning, we don't see the spigot being turned off just yet. Now, we did have some more heavy rain overnight in parts of Iowa and Missouri, localized flooding and western into southwestern portions of the Corn Belt overnight. Radar showing a lot of places getting 2.5 or more inches of rain and some places picking up over 5 inches of rain again. And some of the areas that got hit hard with rain last week in Missouri got some of the heavy rain again overnight. So there's some fields that are probably just way too wet out that way. So while rain is beneficial for most of the crops right now, there are a few places that have gotten too much rain, and that will reduce yields in those fields, mainly in Iowa and Missouri. Also, a pretty strong line of nasty thunderstorms last night, moving from northwest to southeast, from Iowa down through the Mississippi Valley between Missouri and Illinois, causing some wind damage. There were reports of a few fields where corn was knocked down. So, again, that's small scale when you look at the entire production. But for individual farmers, some weather problems, some weather woes continue. And it does look like as we go farther out in time, the computer models are not being very consistent with themselves nor with each other. The models keep wanting to build a big hot dome over our area, but that's been happening all summer long, and it just hasn't happened here. So it's going to probably be warm and humid, but we're not expecting a change to days on end of upper 90s or 100-degree heat. We'll just probably have many days to get into the upper 80s to lower 90s with lots of humidity, and it won't be comfortable once we get through the weekend into early next week. But I think we're going to not be much above average in temperature, and we're going to have average to, in some cases, above average precipitation in the Corn Belt here over the coming week. Now, as far as the Delta goes, a few places got some rain yesterday. Some places as much as 2 inches of rain in central Arkansas and northern Mississippi. So that is going to benefit some of the soybean crop down there. But not all areas got rain. And so there's going to be still a lot of areas experiencing heat stress down in the Delta. And the Delta is going to have high heat. It is going to be hot down there. High temperatures in the mid-90s to low 100s through the entire week and into the weekend. And there could be more warmth of that ilk next week as well. And it does appear over the next week or so, shower and thunderstorms in the Midwest could get into the northern third of the Delta, so that's where there's the best chance for relief from rainfall. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's go to the overnight trading on Kansas City's Board of Trade. September wheat opened at 835.5, up 3.25 cents. Last traded up 14.75. December opened unchanged at 858. Last traded up 12.75. Minneapolis nearby spring wheat for September, $9 on the open, up 14. Last traded up 18.5 cents. On the CME group, September wheat opened at 814.25, up 3.25 cents. Last traded up 13.5. December 840, up 5.5. Last trade up 12.25. March 875, up 20. Last traded up 16.75. July wheat for next year 894.75, up 12.5. Last trade up 12.75. September corn opened overnight at 584.5, up 7.25 cents. Last trade up 7.25. December, 604.25, up 7.75. Last trade up 7.25. March, 621.5, up 5.5. Last trade up 9. And May corn, 631.25, up 3.25. Last trade up 8. August soybeans open at 1404, up 5.5 cents. Last trade up 12.5. September, 1388.75, up 0.25. Last trade up 14.5. November beans, 1401, up 4.5. Last traded up 15. January, 1431.75, up 27.75 on the open. Last traded up 15.75. And the March soybeans, 1423.5, up 5.25. Last trade up 15.75. In the products, August soybean meal opened 380.70, up 6 even. Last traded up 9.50. September 374.90, up 5.90. Last trade up 9.60. August bean oil 59.26, up 9. Last trade down 27. September 59.47, down 1. Last traded down 21. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom.
We heard Ed saying that it's, at least in this area, not expected to get really hot, but some traders are looking at other weather forecasts that may be a bit hotter.
Yeah, and that's going to be somewhat of a driver. I think it was a driver last night. Our lead guy basically says if we do get heat, it's going to be short-lived, and it'll be confined to the western Corn Belt. So it'll be something that probably doesn't provide, much like last week at one point, we were starting to talk that again also, and it just seems like those models do not hold up and provide any extended heat out here, and there's plenty of moisture around in most of the Midwest, so I'm not sure how much that'll play into the trade today. But certainly it's got some support underneath the market with guys wanting to try and buy it. I'm not sure how much. They're looking for anything. Market's fallen extremely hard over the last couple of weeks here, and there's people out here that are trying to bottom pick it. We are starting to see some demand come back to the market now that we've taken us back under $6. We'll see how much that pulls into us. I think you want to watch these outside markets. We kind of ignored them on Friday, but crude oil is now roughly $2 off its high from last night. If it starts to slip and take out Friday's lows, I think it's going to be hard for the grains to totally ignore that, Tom.
So you're saying that there may be an up market this morning just on people who are oversold, I guess? Or?
Yeah, and I'm kind of a seller of the higher market to start off with. I think we do open stronger this morning, probably up 5 to 7 cents in corn, 10 to 12 in the beans. And I'm going to say the wheat is where the strength is going to be as more people are talking about this Iranian business, which really is what drove us on Friday. Wheat was our strongest market on Friday, and it's because there's talk that Iran's going to need 1 million metric tons of wheat a month on out into March next year. And then you also had Morocco tendering for 307,000 soft wheat. So you're going to see buying out there. That's going to lend some support over to corn, but if this energy market takes another dive out here, I think it's going to be hard for the grains to ignore it.
So, again, give me your calls for today.
I'm going to go probably 6 higher on corn. I'll probably go 10 higher in the beans, and I think it looks like wheat will be in this 10 to 15 higher to start off with. Conditions will improve tonight. I'll be amazed if conditions aren't up on both corn and beans. I think the farmers need to watch that these funds are liquidating, though. We've seen both spec funds and index funds drop right back significantly in their length. That should be a signal to our guys, too, that rallies really are made to be sold.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Maple is with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. A mix of clouds and sun in the far north, elsewhere cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs from 80 to 93. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 901.